in the midst of tidal waves of pain, when you are under the heavy hand of God's discipline, when sorrows like sea billows roll, you can and should still submit to God's plans for you. So you may ask, Cliff, why should I do that? And how do I do that? Well, let me answer the first question of why. We should submit to the will of God in the midst of pain, be it miracle to come or martyrdom ahead, because our Lord, the risen Christ, has conquered the believer's sin, has paid the ultimate price, and has won forgiveness for his people. And everything, absolutely everything after that, is for the believer's ultimate good. God says that he works all things for our good to those who are the called ones according to his purpose. All things. All things covers cancer and crashes, hurts and heartbreaks, times of discipline, times of drought, times of abundance. All things for our ultimate good. The eternity is set for the believer. The rest of life is spent being shaped and carved into the image of Christ. Sometimes that shaping comes in the form of a soft realignment of your desires. Sometimes that shaping is the cold edge of a knife cutting away at you. And at times, it may seem senseless. Sometimes it's evil itself pounding on you. And yet God is able to shape the blows that come upon us by others' sinfulness and use it to his glory and our good. And that's why we should submit to God's will, even in the midst of pain or confusion. As you pray today, please remember Reginald Acuna and his family, our national changemakers in Peru. And also remember the Nyack Yusa Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Malawi and Tanzania.